The entertainmentnerds.com podcast for the campaigns of entertainmentnerds, managers, employees, affiliates, you and you'll be alone soon. Hello and welcome to the show. This week we've got a lot to talk about, so let's just get to it with things like movies and stuff. So yeah, movies. This week at the box office, your new movies are X-Men Origins Wolverine, Battle for Terra, a CG movie you've heard nothing about until about now, and Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. There's also some other movies in very limited release, but I'm not going to cover those because the two of you who are in the right city probably already know about them. At the box office, number one was Obsessed with $28.6 million last week, followed by 17 again at $11.5 million. Fighting with $11.0 million, The Soloist with $9.7 million, and Earth with $8.8 million. Next week, of course, is Star Trek, which is getting crazy good reviews right now, which is unusual because it's a Star Trek movie, and people tend not to like those. So I'm really excited. Okay, let's see what other showbiz news we can find for you. Studios are fleeing the Mexican flu. All the premieres in Mexico apparently aren't happening. Disney is joining Hulu. That's good news if you watch ABC shows. Maybe that means Lost will start airing on there. If you have a set-top box that can use Hulu, that could be very useful. What else we got? Oh, Simon Cowell leaving American Idol. I probably should start watching it, so I know the significance of that. And I guess Jay Leno got really sick this week. Or last week. So, there you go. There's some quick news. Oh, they're doing a Wall Street sequel, Oliver Stone is, with the whole Gordon Gekko thing, so good times, I suppose. Toy news! This week's toy news, not the biggest week in the world for toy news, but for starters, there is actually one really huge story that actually was a surprise. As of today, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen movie product is up for pre-order on your favorite websites, like Entertainment Earth, for example, that you may enjoy going to, I'm just saying. The first items up there include the sneak preview figures of Soundwave and Bumblebee. Bumblebee is a modified version of the original movie toy, and Soundwave's a new mold. The leader class Optimus Prime and another figure in Wave 1 who has not been identified yet, but you can probably guess who it is. Or at least I would assume I'm guessing who it is based on the stuff that's leaked on the various auction sites. Bumblebee Plasma Cannon Blaster. And a Bumblebee voice changer helmet. So it's a good mix of stuff, and apparently there's going to be a big launch of everything at the end of the month. So there you go, you can pre-order this stuff right now, or you cannot. I suggest that you do, because it's good for business, my business in particular, and I appreciate your support. Dexter fans, there are two new bobbleheads that may interest you. This week we announced, and forgive me if I mispronounce these, I don't watch the show and I feel like a spaz for not watching the show. Vincent Masuka is a bobblehead, and a couple of weeks ago, Biff Bang Pow announced Lieutenant Maria LaGuerta, which, again, probably butchering. Sorry. You can see pictures of both of these up on entertainmentearth.com right now. I think they might be up on Biff Bang Pow as well, but I haven't looked because I am lazy. What else we got? Hasbro announced some new G.I. Joe stuff for Comic-Con. There's a 12-inch Baroness in a gorgeous package. The figure looks okay, but the packaging art's really something. And there's also a $25 Destro 2-pack in a 3¾-inch scale. But as of right now, nobody's really sure what those Destro figures are going to look like, because that hasn't gotten out yet. Also back in G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe Resolute is up in its entirety on AdultSwim.com if you haven't seen it. I still need to finish watching it. That's just a reminder to you and to me, because I am, how you say, lazy. What else do I want to tell you about? TFCon in Canada last week, a number of Transformers toys were revealed by an unofficial company who's been making things like trailers for Optimus Prime toys that don't have them. They're going to make fully transformable Springer Broadside, a new Combiner character, a Rodimus Prime upgrade kit, hands for various combiner teams. The company is, where is it? I have it written down here somewhere. No, I don't. I'm sorry. But anyway, these are not Hasbro products, but they are compatible with Hasbro products. So keep your eyes open for these on your favorite Transformers news sites. We will keep you posted about them here. And yeah, good news indeed. And there's some other exciting new stuff going to be up on Entertainment Earth very shortly. We've been preparing for the big summer movie season, And it's a pretty busy season. A lot of new toys coming out. Star Trek and Terminator stuff in particular is hitting. Transformers is next. G.I. Joe should be in a month, I think, give or take. And should be a good summer for toy stuff. Unless you like Indiana Jones, in which case, we're very sorry about your loss. But we do have more Temple of Doom Indiana Jones figures in stock at Entertainment Earth, if such things are still on your wish list. At least they were in stock as of last night. So be sure to check that out. New at Entertainment Earth! The Red Betty Page statue is here! The Entertainment Earth exclusive you've been waiting months for, and is very limited, is now in stock! 400 units have been produced of this amazing statue from Dark Horse. It's red, it's 6 inches tall, and you probably should order it before you can't. Also new are Twilight Zone bobbleheads of the Mystic Seer and the Invader. These amazing new sculpts look like they came right out of the original black and white TV show, right down to the fact that they are black and white. And these are just some of the many exciting new items you can order, like the Star Wars Joker Squad exclusive, the Back to the Future 2 DeLorean exclusive, and the coming really, really, really soon, Star Trek Medical Tricorder exclusive. Check out entertainmentearth.com right now for pricing and availability, because if you don't, you will cry and cry, maybe laugh once or twice, and cry some more. Video game news. There's a surprisingly large amount of news this week, some of which may not be news to you. The Xbox Live Arcade service announced three new games, Cyber Troopers Virtual on Oratorio Tangram, which I've been pronouncing Ontario Tangram because I'm obviously not very smart, is one of the three. Sorry for Hasbro Family Game Night is two of the three, and Banjo-Tooie is the third, and that's, of course, a port of the Nintendo 64 game. Also released to the service this week are the Bionic Commando multiplayer demo, a number of Guitar Hero World Tour tracks, a demo for Battle Station Specific, Jane's Addiction tracks for Rock Band, and Max Payne's 1 and 2 in the Xbox Originals program. Also, the Street Fighter 4 Championship mode has been released for the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 consoles, if you have that game. Also on the PlayStation 3 this week, the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 demo has been released. The actual game won't be out for a couple of months, and only the PlayStation 3 has the demo, which lets you play six of the characters in local multiplayer combat only. So if you download this free demo on the PlayStation 3, you can play as like a Spider-Man or Iron Man or Strider, but you have to have a second controller to even get to the demo, and someone else needs to be playing it, otherwise you're going to be playing against a dummy, basically. So fair warning there. Also, some new Killzone maps, Rock Band tracks, Guitar Hero tracks, Need for Speed DLC, Burnout Paradise DLC, and Little Big Planet DLC were added to the PlayStation 3. While on the PlayStation Portable, you can grab the Putapon 2 demo and some downloadable stages for Prinny, Can I Really Be a Hero? Or The Hero, I guess, as the case may be. Street Fighter 4 was announced for the PC, coming out this summer. You can earn achievement points on it. It's a Games for Windows release, and it has new graphical modes not found on the console versions. And I guess it's higher resolution as well, so that's pretty good news. As you've guessed, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is actually finally really officially announced for Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 platforms as downloadable. There will be no Wii port. It's going to be $15. And yeah, it's got HD upscaling. You can customize your soundtracks. All 56 characters are available from the outset. And it's probably going to be a lot of fun. New Wii games downloadable this week. Kokoto Platform Jumper, don't know what that is, and the virtual console game Nobunaga's Ambition, I don't know what it is, I always thought it was Nobunga's because obviously I'm illiterate. So there you go. And on the DSi you can download Clubhouse Games Express Card Classics or Paper Airplane Chase, which looks a heck of a lot like a game I used to play on the Macintosh many, many moons ago. It's $2. And that is this week's a video game news roundup. Well, actually, one more thing before I go. PSP actually has some new announcements. There's a new Tekken game and a new Soul Calibur game that were announced for it, making two new game announcements for the PSP this year worthy of interest. It's been such a poor, poor release calendar for that little platform, which has so much good stuff on it, really, if you import Japanese games. But such is life, right? Okay, that is pretty much all for this week. It's been a crazy week. This was a very hastily cobbled together podcast. Usually I have a little bit more time to prepare, but So, Weird Entertainment Earth are really, really, really busy getting all kinds of great stuff for you guys. Our new catalog comes out at the end of May. Did I even introduce myself on the show this week? I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, we got a new catalog coming out. If you're on our mailing list, you should get it. If you're not, give us a call or 800 number and find out how you can be on the mailing list. It's got stuff in it that is cool. I don't even know how to start. There's hundreds of items. It's pretty spectacular. Lots of new stuff, too. Including Star Trek t-shirts we're going to have in there for the very first time. Very exciting if you like Star Trek t-shirts, and some of them are really nice. Yeah, I'm just rambling at this point, so I am Adam Paulus. This has been the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast. You can contact me anytime you'd like on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, and twitter.com/Adam16bit. I'll respond to either. You can email me at adam.paulus@gmail.com, adam.paulus@gmail.com. Also, you can find links to our Twitter pages and our blog, our new Entertainment Earth blog, on entertainmentearth.com. Just go to the front page, look for the top bar, and there are links to Facebook and MySpace and all the stuff you should be following for us if you want to keep up on the latest stuff that we're doing. And if you're listening to this, I assume that you do, because I don't get into all of it here, just some of it. That's it for this week. I am signing off. Have a great weekend. Go catch a movie, and happy 30 Rock viewing, because it's a good season so far.